Congress has tried to address the issue since at least 2008. That's when lawmakers introduced a bill that would have given FERC emergency authority to require power companies immediately fix cybersecurity holes. The idea was to get around the commission's long and arduous rulemaking process to deal with imminent threats. But that process still hasn't changed. Joseph McClelland is director of the FERC Office of Electric Reliability.
Despite its active role in approving reliability standards, FERC's current legal authority is insufficient to assure direct, timely, and mandatory action to protect the grid, particularly where certain information should not be publicly disclosed. Any new legislation should address several key concerns. First, legislation should allow the federal government to take action before a cyber or physical national security incident has occurred. Second, any legislation should ensure appropriate confidentiality of the sensitive information submitted, developed, or issued under this authority. Third, if additional reliability authority is limited to the bulk power system, as that term is currently defined in the FPA, it would not authorize federal action to mitigate cyber or other national security threats to reliability that involves certain critical facilities and major population areas.
McClelland testified Tuesday before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. FERC's role in protecting the electric grid might also be limited by smart grid technology. Greg Wilshuson is Director of Information Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office.
Under the Energy Independence and Security Act, which deals primarily with the implementation of smart grid technologies, much of those technologies are implemented and deployed at the distribution level, which is more under the purview of the state regulatory commissions and others. I believe FERC does not have the enforcement capability at that level under EISO.
But some experts say that's exactly the way things need to be. Keep the federal role in regulating the grid limited. Among them is Todd Snitchler, chairman of the Ohio Public Utilities Commission.
We think we've got an adequate handle, and Ohio has approached the smart grid deployment different than other states. Each of us has approached it in a different fashion, where we have rolled it out in a series of pilot projects with one utility that's now moving towards full deployment, others who are further behind the curve but are moving forward. And we have been able to work closely with those utilities to make sure that they are operating in a way that gives us a level of comfort that they have a sufficient amount of security going forward, and we actually have had a couple of open dockets at the commission in an effort to determine where companies are at, what steps are being taken.
Another holdup to increasing FERC's authority is information sharing. A number of cybersecurity proposals would encourage companies to give the government details about their cyber threats, so agencies like FERC can try to prevent attacks or at least mitigate the effects. But Snitchler says that's easier said than done.
Like other state commissions, it's sometimes a challenge to have our utilities come in and disclose the weaknesses in their system. And so the issue of confidentiality, again, rears its head even at the state level as we try to protect that information and prevent it from becoming part of the public domain.
Some companies worry that information can later be used against them, but Wilshuson says there is a solution.
To have a mechanism in place in which the industry can collect actionable or information about security incidents and vulnerabilities that may be in place within the industry, and then be able to share it with other members. But after it's been anonymized, before you came, we talked about the need to anonymize certain threat information, alert information, so as not to put other companies in peril, and then allow those companies to be more willing to share that information that they may have at any incidents occurring at their organization.
Wilshuson also says the intelligence community should play a role sharing what it knows about threats and vulnerabilities among the companies that run the electric grid. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.